The Story of a Conscience, Ambrose Bierce. It seems that the entire life of Ambrose Gwinnett Bierce, 1842 to 1914, and every word he wrote was dark and cynical, earning him the sobriquet Bitter Bierce. It is not surprising that his greatest success came in the dark world of supernatural fiction, where he has been described as America's greatest writer of horror fiction between Edgar Allan Poe and H.P. Lovecraft. Born in Meigs County, Ohio, he grew up in Indiana with his mother and eccentric father as the 10th of 13 children, all of whose names began with the letter A. When the Civil War broke out, he volunteered and was soon commissioned a first lieutenant in the Union Army, seeing action in the Battle of Shiloh. He became one of the most important and influential journalists in America, writing columns for William Randolph Hearst's San Francisco Examiner. His darkest book may be the devastating The Devil's Dictionary, 1911, in which he defined a saint as a dead sinner revised and edited. Befriend as to make an ingrate, and birth as the first and direst of all tragedies. His most famous story is probably an occurrence at Owl's Creek Bridge, in which a condemned prisoner believes he has been reprieved just before the rope snaps his neck. It was filmed 3 times and was twice made for television, by Rod Serling for The Twilight Zone and by Alfred Hitchcock for Alfred Hitchcock Presents. In 1913, he accompanied Pancho Villa's army as an observer. He wrote a letter to a friend dated December 26, 1913. He then vanished, one of the most famous disappearances in history, once as famous as those of Judge Crater and Amelia Earhart. The Story of a Conscience was first published in the June 1, 1890 issue of the San Francisco Examiner. It was first published in book form in the Midst of Life, Tales of Soldiers and Civilians, New York, G.P. Putnam's Sons, 1898. With 3 more stories, this is an enlarged edition of the Tales of Soldiers and Civilians, San Francisco, E.L.G. Steele, 1891.